This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, South Canyon. This is Pastor Brent, and I'm here with Pastor Josh and Pastor Joel. And we're excited that Pastor Joel is joining us today for the first time on a podcast. And we're thankful that he's here and that God's brought him to our church. And I think what we'll do as we start is listen to a verse that speaks pretty powerfully about something that's important that we're going to be talking about on this podcast. It's James 1:27, where James writes, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world." And the word "visit" there has the idea of caring for and attending to. So we want to talk about God's heart for the orphan. We're actually going to be having a seminar soon about orphan care and foster care and adoption and so forth in our church, because we believe this is something that is at the heart of what it means to love and serve God, true religion, the kind of religion God loves and is pleasing to Him. What about you guys? Other texts or other thoughts as we get started on this topic?
You have God's heart for the fatherless and the widow and the fatherless are always kind of put together. The widow and the orphan is all throughout the Old Testament. God's people were to give special attention and be aware of and have a heart for those who don't have what they need because of the brokenness of sin. There are, so to speak, refugees that kind of come from just the devastation of sin, wickedness, war, abandonment, and Christians, I think, have the best understanding of that because of our understanding of sin and the brokenness in the world, and are uniquely positioned and called by God, and I think equipped by God to make a difference because of our understanding of the image of God and the grace that we've been given. We've been adopted by a father, therefore we have a particular interest and heart for and equipping for those who are without. And Psalm 68 is a good passage for that. Let me turn there in my Bible. Psalm 68, verse 5, talks about God being a father of the fatherless and protector of widows. Is God in His holy habitation? God settles the solitary or the lonely in a home, and He lets out the prisoners to prosperity. And so there you have this. God has a personal heart, a personal affection, almost a special affection for those who have been hurt, those who have been, abandoned, those who have experienced loss. And so it's very near to the heart of God to take in the orphan.
Joel?
Yeah, and I think another passage I think of is actually from the book of Job. Of course, he's known for having all this suffering and disaster come on his life. But in the beginning of Job, in the very first verse, he's described as a man who was blameless and upright, who feared God and turned away from evil. And we see that in different ways, in the way that he was concerned with his own family and his integrity. But one of the ways that's described in Job 29, he's kind of talking about his former life and the position he had in the community. And he says in 29:11, "When the ear heard, it called me blessed, and when the eye saw, it approved, because I delivered the poor who cried for help and the fatherless who had none to help him. The blessing of him who was about to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the needy, and I searched out the cause of him whom I did not know. I broke the fangs of the unrighteous and made him drop his prey from his teeth." So I think just there's a lot of powerful pictures there, but you just see Job as this person within his community, and it has a kind of a leadership and influential role, and he has a certain amount of wealth, but he's using that in a very prominent way to help those who are in need and the orphan and the widow. And just it's another example, I think, of what James talks about and Psalm talks about.
Good.
I also just think of, like, in Proverbs 31, you have the woman of virtue, and it's fascinating the care that she makes for her family, but it also says she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hand to the needy. So it's not just that her own family is well cared for, but there's a special honor and for those who actually extend the umbrella of their protection and provision over those who lack that. So there's a special honor there. And then obviously Jesus, and the specific reference eludes me, but there's several times where he talks about the priority of children. The disciples are wanting to prevent children from drawing near, and he says, suffer not that the children should come to me. And you know, I think that's there's a great evangelistic opportunity, I think, for taking in through foster care and adoption, where a child might have the opportunity to experience the gospel when really they've all their life experienced kind of an anti-gospel in that sense. And I've found that just those who are taken into foster care and then brought to the gospel find the gospel particularly beautiful. So I've seen a lot of those who have done foster care. The gospel is so sweet and so good because they know what it's like to not have a father, to have people come in and out of their life. So the idea of of taking the name of God, of the adoption, the love of Christ and the love of Christ's people as a family, I think there's a unique opportunity for evangelism even within that, as Christians take them in. So I just think that's an amazing thing, and I think it is in a sense, I think, obeying Jesus, not preventing and wanting as many children to be drawn near to Jesus as possible. Not just our own biological kids, although that's important, but also, is there margin in our lives, and is there has God graced us with the ability to, you know, not just lavish our own children with more than they need, but maybe extend that to go, are there children that lack a father and lack provision? Christians have a special call from God, I think, to try to do that.
Joel, you got something there? You're looking at a book we've been reading.
Yeah, the pastors with the TPA program have been reading through autobiography of John Patton, the missionary to South Sea Islands, the New Hebrides, back in the 1800s, and going to these islands of cannibal tribes and trying to break through the gospel. But it was one of the things, among many, many others, that was striking, was how their outreach, their care for orphans, sometimes was the kind of the entry point that caused some of the adults or even some of the leaders, chiefs, to become open to the gospel. And so little girl, little boy, little orphan would be coming and living with the missionary, being trained, and take back stories of how kind and good the missionaries were, and share this, even stories that they were being taught from scripture. And then and sometimes there was a chief who was opposed to the gospel and opposed to the missionary and kind of debating against them, and at one point he starts to turn, and his wife says, it was the story of the orphans did it. He's allowed me to attend the church and to get the Christian's book, but just it was through that connection with the orphans and seeing how they cared for them that really kind of broke through. And it was a neat example of how that care can make a difference for others who are watching.
Makes people receptive, can make people receptive to the gospel, obviously, and give an opportunity for the gospel, as you were saying, Josh. Talk about the seminar we're having soon along these lines and your thoughts and what you expect that to be or hope that can be.
Yeah, Friday night, March 15th at 6 p.m. back in the youth room, we'll have a dinner. That we'll have some food catered in, a nice meal there for us to gather in together. And what we'll do is we've invited different agencies from across the from our own community to come. Bethany Christian Services will talk about adoption, both foreign and domestic. We've got DSS coming that will talk about the need for childcare. And just talking with them recently, I asked the lady that was helps oversee some of this, and apparently within Pennington County, Rapid City area, there are roughly 400 kids in need of foster homes. Just on average, that tends to be about the number. And they have right now about 98 homes with which to place them. We have friends up in up in Milbank, South Dakota, the McFadens, who pastor up there, and they said that they have gotten calls. Some of their families have gotten calls for orphans in Rapid City. Now that's like 5 hours away, 5-6 hours away, but there's such a need here that they're actually calling foster families, you know, hundreds of miles away from here because that's the closest available foster family. And I just think that's unfortunate and probably an indictment, I think, on us that there would be so many Christians in Rapid City and yet they have to hit up Christians in, you know, 300 miles away to take in a child for a weekend or a week or 2 weeks. So that burden, I guess, has been one of the catalysts for us to at least try to expose South Canyon to the need and call some to consider meeting this need. And that's what that seminar will do, is just a presentation of what the need is. And we are called to be love thy neighbor people. And this is an important way for us to do that. So those agencies will share, some families within our church will share who have done foster care, and they'll share about the good, bad, and the ugly that comes with taking on that kind of ministry. We'll have some people share that have adopted within our congregation and how they came to that decision. And different people come with different circumstances that happen in their life, and God directs them to approach and go different directions with that. So we just want to expose people to the fact that that is something that's happening within our church, and we would love for that to grow. And we would love for people, as they're considering this, to know that they don't have to do it alone. There are people who have gone before and can give counsel, and that we as a church community would love to, as a church family, bear the weight of that together and be a church that helps equip and partner with parents in the care of those who lack it. And then one thing else I would just add, just to further press this in, is that in our church history class, we talked about, I handed out an article that talks about how Christianity went from just a few thousand people in the middle of the first century to millions and millions upon of people in just a couple hundred years, and how they actually became almost the majority, or were the majority within the Roman Empire, which is stunning. There's several reasons for that. Obviously, the Holy Spirit and the work of God. But one major thing was that Christians were the ones who took babies in off the streets. It was common that if you had a baby you didn't want, you would just leave it out, just expose it. Particularly baby girls were not wanted and seen as a bit of a burden. And the Christians just kept taking them in and had a high view of taking in children. And so even under intense persecution and often being some of the poorest in society, Christians always found a way to take in children. So that is what the Spirit of God does in the hearts of His people, is gives them a real affection for those who are hurting and abandoned. Because of our understanding of the image of God, we are quick to run into danger. We are quick to run into difficulty and need, and we have the resources to do it. And that's how Christianity, while the Roman culture was in essentially killing themselves off by abandoning their babies, Christianity flourished because they saw value in every single one of them and found a way, even in their poverty, to provide for one more. And I think that we're living in a culture that's becoming more and more like the first century culture. And so we as Christians ought to, I think, try to reclaim some of our calling in our own culture that is devaluing human life, all the more an opportunity for us to be salt and light by going out of our way and sacrificing ourselves to embrace that. So, and this is just one way. So that's one hope of the seminar, is that might be used of God to at least in a few cultivate that kind of calling.
You sharing those numbers, the disproportionate number of kids in our area who need care, and then the number of homes that are at this point able to be called, people who are able to be called for care, reminds me of something that I heard a while back. There's a church in Birmingham, David Platt, some of you will know that name, was the pastor of that church at that time, and they became aware of the way it was in Birmingham, Alabama, a much bigger city than Rapid City, and their church was a much bigger church than our church, but they became concerned and burdened, and they said, let's solve this. We can do this as a church, and they were able to do that. They had so many people in their church who began to be involved that they no longer in Birmingham had a need. And I'm not suggesting that we could do that, but I would just love to see us be a part of the solution to the deficit there and the need there that exists to care for kids in our city.
I think with that story, I think David Platt called their DSS or whatever and just said, how many homes are you short? And I think they said 400 or 500. And then they did a big push at their church, and I think they had 600 families come up. So they met the need and exceeded it. Now, that's a big church, but it's just when the people of God catch a vision for something like that, they can make a massive impact.
Yeah. So that's true. Joel, anything to add? All right.
We got it. So we encourage you to come to that seminar. You can check it out on our website or our Facebook page. We've been promoting it. We encourage you to just come check it out. We're not going to ask you to commit to anything that night, just to open up to the idea that that this is a need. How can we pray? Where can we as a church partner with the agencies that are trying to do good in our community? And so we encourage you to at least come check it out. So hope to see you there.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.